in the middle here.
This call is being recorded.
Just let this pressure build there. Build and build and build and feel the energy that's coming in from outside of yourself. What this energy is the cosmic energy that is coming in. See this energy? It can come from wherever you want, but this energy is penetrating through your third eye center, opening it up to from the times past, from where you have come from previously. This center was wide open when you first came here, Lemuria, Atlantis, Sumeria, all of those times was wide open here. And it has closed somewhat, become dormant in many cases over a long period of time. And it is now time to reopen this area, to reopen this third eye, to allow for the gateway to open up here. This is what you are doing. You are opening the gateway to your higher expression within yourself. And this will make it much easier for you not only to see beyond the veil, but to also connect with your higher self, to connect with the source within you. Because this has been the blockage for some time, and as you may or may not be aware, this was purposeful by the cabal to purposely block this center of all of people here on the planet. So this is part of the process now to reopen this. So allow for this light to penetrate and feel the pressure there. Do you all feel the pressure? Do you feel a sense there? It may even become a little powerful, become a little bit, not painful so much, but a little bit of discomfiture here. Just let it be. You have this. We want you to now begin to exit the body. Exit the body as you have been given for some time now through your third eye center. Do not exit through your third chakra. That is the astral connection there. We are not exiting through there at this time. You are going out through your third eye center. So exit the body through this third eye as if it was a window or a door, and allow yourself to move into the room outside of your body. That you are then looking back at your body, you can see it there, and you can feel your consciousness separate from your body. If you can see it, you're separate from it. And we know there are some out there saying, but I cannot see anything, I can only see darkness. Well, then it is okay. Just let it be what it is here for you. But practice this. This is a visualization technique. A visualization technique that enables you to be outside of your body, to have out-of-body experiences, which is very important where you come to find yourself no longer identifying with the body. Even though you are going to be taking this human body with you, it is still best to find a sense of disconnect from the body itself and a connection to your higher self. It is a letting go process here. So as you are outside of the body, looking back at it, sitting there, laying there, however it is, now begin to move away from the body. If you have not already, and yes, some of you we see have already done this, you are floating up in room, you are floating up outside of home, wherever you find yourself, whatever building you are in, allow yourself to float up out of area where you are, outside of building, up to roof of building. On up so that you are now looking down at building that you were just sitting in, where your physical body is still. And if you look down, you can see your physical body sitting down there. You're getting a little bit of different vantage point than you had when you were right in front of it. The more you feel a sense of movement away from your physical body, the more it adds to awareness here. This is what you are after, is awareness. Want you to continue to let yourselves float up into the sky. For some of you, it will be more of a daylight. For others, it will be evening, nighttime. Most will be nighttime as we're finding it here. So you are going up into the night sky, seeing the stars, all of this. But we want you to continue going up until you begin to see the atmosphere of the earth. Can you see the atmosphere, the point where you are moving from the earth, the sky, and all of this into what you call space? You see this? And allow yourselves to continue to move up and begin to be aware of all of the ships that are here. All of the many, many, many ships that are now no longer cloaked to you. They are open to you. Because as you look at this, there is no veil here. For when you are in your astral or your etheric form, there is no veil. Now, just as when you are in your physical body, there is also no veil. It is only the mind that has created this. And the mind is the builder here. You must always understand that. The mind is what creates all of what is there for you. So if you are continuing to operate in a programming state, you are going to continue to believe that you cannot see the ships, they are not there. That you cannot see elementals, all of these things that you are not aware of because you have been taught to not be aware of them. But they are there. Everything is there for you. If you but open your eyes now, not your physical eyes, as you know, you're not working with your physical eyes here. You are working with your inner vision, your third eye center. And as you work with your visualization here, you are strengthening this third eye center more and more. But even more importantly than working with it is trusting in it. Allow for the trust here. If you see a flash of light, go with it. If you see a galactic come down out of the stars, go with it. Believe it. If you see Archangel Michael show up there in front of you, believe it. Ananda, Yeshua, all of this. Believe it. More and more and more, you must learn to trust. Trust and let go. Now, we want you to begin to see the various planets here within the solar system. Look out and you see Mars, you see the moon, you can see Venus, which is behind the ship, behind the New Jerusalem. If you cannot see it, all you see is the New Jerusalem, then move a little bit and you can see Venus. But we want you now to go to the planet Venus. Be there in front of the planet Venus as you are looking at it and see the atmosphere around it. Begin to see down to the planet. But see it as it really is, not how your programming has brought you to this. Not that it is a lifeless, dead planet, but that it is alive. Maybe not alive in your understanding of three-dimensional life, but it is alive with higher dimensional beings, many beings. This is where you need to trust people. Trust that what you are seeing is real. It is not, as you have come to understand, a figment of your imagination, or that I am just simply making this up. If you believe that, then you are still within the programming, and you have not broken out of it. This is a trust technique here. Trust, allow it to be what is there on Venus. Then we are going to move to the next planet. We know, yes, some of you have already said Mars. Yes, that is correct. We're going to go to Mars next. And it is not quite accurate that there are only women on Venus and men on Mars. That is not quite true. Although there is some indication of masculine versus feminine here, and that is accurate. More feminine energy in Venus and more masculine energy with Mars, but also more balanced in both cases. But now leave Venus and go to Mars. Look at Mars, this supposedly dead, lifeless planet is teeming with life. Again, not so much that you would understand here from a three-dimensional Earth type of atmosphere, but life nevertheless. Because you are in this point, you are in the higher vibration of your being. You are in a higher dimension as of right now. And you are seeing into the higher dimensions here. So you are not seeing three dimension, you are seeing fourth and fifth and even sixth and higher here. Again, though, you must trust. We're not going to color it for you. You simply see what you see here. Feel what you feel. Some of you have been joined by many angels. Even the archangels have come and joined this process here. If you are seeing Archangel Michael and Archangel Gabriel, you are. They are both there, along with their cohorts, their twin souls are there as well. As well as your guides may have already joined you too. Leave the Mars and go to the Sun. And as you come close to the Sun, do not be afraid of the heat or anything of this nature. You are not going to burn up in the Sun. Go close to it and feel the energy there. Feel the energy of the solar logos, the soul that ensouls this star, this wonderful star that gives all heat and energy to the planet, to the entire solar system. Feel that energy there. Feel this one calling you in, calling you closer. Notice as you go closer, it is not a fire heat that many have come to believe. In many respects, it is a cold heat. Sense of there's a fusion going on here. Some may even feel themselves completely drawn into the sun, to begin to merge with the sun. Pulled in directly into the sun, and some may have already noticed that there is a gateway here, a gateway through the sun that many extraterrestrials, many of the galactics utilize this gateway to go in and out of the solar system. This is the gateway to this solar system. Also the gateway out of the solar system. Michael, in particular, utilizes this gateway all the time when he comes here. When he wishes to be a part of this expression, he utilizes this gateway. Again, this is an exercise in trust, an exercise in opening your third eye and trusting what you are experiencing, whatever it might be. Whatever it is real for you. If you are able to hear with all of the people that are participating in this, many of you would be collaborating everyone else's visions here. In many respects. But it would be difficult to accomplish that with so many here. Also, those of you on the phone are all muted anyway, so you could not say here. Now, many of you have already looked at many of the other planets and noticed some of the differences here. We are not going to go to the other planets directly, but know that in the time tomorrow evening, you are going to go beyond the sun here, beyond the solar system sun, and to the galactic central sun, and connect there as well to the source of this galaxy. Now we would like you to begin to move back, not come back to your body though, you are not ready for that yet. Come back down toward the earth, back down toward the earth. We want you to go to areas of the waters, the oceans. Wherever you find yourself being taken, where you are over the ocean, you are looking down at this beautiful ocean. And if it is nighttime and it is hard to see, brighten it up. Make it brighter. Make it a daytime scene. You can do whatever you want here. But see the beautiful ocean, the blue of the ocean, the blue-green of the ocean. Life everywhere. Whether it is the Pacific Ocean or the Atlantic Ocean, whatever it is for you. Come down over it and look down into the waters and see the many fish. All different kinds, all different colors. Know that you are looking now. Not that even with the way a diver would see this under the water. You are seeing it in the reality that it is. You are seeing it the way we can see it. We of the higher dimensions can see it. And as you are in the higher dimension now, as you are doing this, you can see. So you can see the many new colors that are there, of the fish, of the coral, of the plankton, of everything that is there, the whales. Specifically, look at the whales and look how happy they are. Look at them being joyful. For they know that you are there looking at them, that you are there admiring them, respecting them. Again, it requires trust here. They trust you, now you trust them. Trust that you are seeing what you are seeing, feeling what you are feeling. If you are feeling drawn into their frequency, allow yourselves to be. If there are dolphins there, yes, there are dolphins for many of you, we see. Trust that. Be with them. Play with them. Swim with the dolphins. Swim with the whales. How would you like to really do that, to swim with a great whale? Probably not recommended too much with your physical body now, but who knows? Also notice as you are under the water that you can breathe under the water. You can stay down there as long as you want. And you can swim with all of the fish. Can see a school of seahorses over there. Do you see them? They are there. Oh, and if you really open up, there are mermaids here. Mermaids and mermen. And though, trust. For in the times coming, you are going to be experiencing this directly as we are doing, but you are going to be able to do it in your physical body. Think about what that would be like for yourselves. To be able to go under the water, stay as long as you want, no need of contraption to do so. Now for a real treat, if you are not in the Atlantic Ocean now, find yourself in the Atlantic Ocean. Either in it or just above it. And go to area somewhere near Spain, you might say, off the coast of Spain, and allow yourself to go under the water there. Deep, deep down into a trench that is there, just off the coast somewhat. And what do you see there? Do you see the city there? Do you see Atlantis, the parts of Atlantis? This is the parts where the Plato has spoken of.
Yes.
That is under the water here, deep, deep down. It has been found. They know about it, but they have kept this secret. It is there. And there were many of you that were there, and you may even recognize some of the buildings that are still there. Some are very well preserved. And if they are not preserved, all you need to do is change it, visualize what it was when it was above the waters, when it was land. And what a magnificent, marvelous city this was. The temples of healing, the temples of light. Temples of wisdom. They're all there. Now, one more thing we are going to do. I want you to come back now, not to your physical body yet, but come back to where this home is that this group is sitting in now. Those of you that are on the phone, that are in all the other areas of the country and even the world, just simply find yourself here. Ask your higher self to be here, and you will be here. And we want you to be in the backyard here. For there is a change that is happening here in this backyard. It started with the visualization of creating a nature paradise, you might say here, as best as can be. The water, with the flowers. Now begin to see all that is there. The birds coming, drinking from the water. Butterflies everywhere. Beautiful butterflies, all different colors. The birds, all different colors, coming down. The bees coming into the flowers, getting the nectar from them. They even begin to see small animals, squirrels, rabbits, all of these things. But now if you open that third eye even more and look at the trees, and begin to see the nature spirits that are there. The sprites. The fairies. Even bee and elf here are there. Again, this is trust. Trust in what you are seeing, whatever it is. Open up to it. If you really allow this to be, you will begin to see this scene as you have seen in some of the Disney characters and Disney shows, where they show the nature scene with all of the elementals. You know what we speak of here. Snow White was one. There are many of these. See this. And then when you go out, tomorrow, when you arise from your bed and you go outside, wherever it is that you are, even if you are in a city, find a little pocket of nature, whatever it might be, and open up that third eye just as you are doing now and see what is there. See them hiding behind the tree. In the leaves. If there is a nature there, certainly if there is water by, they will be there. How you can allow yourselves to begin to drift back from wherever you find yourselves now, back towards your physical body. Come back in through your third eye center. Just as you went out through it, come back in through it. Yourselves all back in and come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Saint Germain. Greetings to you. It is always wonderful to be able to be with you, to share, to open up many different avenues of expression that have not been available to you for some time, but to assist in bringing this about. Many of you await the various changes that have been spoken of. But as you are awaiting these changes, do not forget to be who you are now. Do not forget to be in the body that you are in the consciousness that you are in, as your consciousness is shifting and changing. Do not constantly be looking to the future and forget about the present. Because that is what this entire ascension process is about, is being in the now, being in the present, being in the present moment, and coming to the point where you are no longer in a time sense. You have moved beyond time itself. And as many of you who are noticing, time is shifting. Time is speeding up, time is slowing down, whatever it might be. For the most part, though, we find that time is speeding up for you. You are wondering, where has the time gone? It has not gone anywhere. You are the ones that are going. And as this exercise was showing, a need to trust in the entire process that is at hand here. This entire process that you are the catalyst for. Yes, a financial change is coming. Yes, Nisara is coming. Yes, the Republic will be announced. All of these things are coming, certainly disclosure in many different forms. But in order for this to happen, we must first all, as a collective, learn to be in the now. This is vital, of vital importance. Be in the now. Forget the past. But the past is gone. Not find yourself holding on to the past in any way. Because that is the old programming. That is what will continue to hold you. Let go of that. And move on. Be in the present. Look toward the future, yes. Do not fall as you are powerless. With the future ahead of you, that you have no control over that. For everything that you do in the now, you are controlling your future. This is what you have to overcome in the various programming that you have no control. You have all of the control. This is where it was said, there is no fear. There is no veil. This is all the programming that you have been accustomed to. It is time now to let go of all of that programming. It is time to begin to open up. Open up your third eye center. Begin to trust as guidance will come through you more and more. The source connection within you will open up. It is already open. You just do not yet know it, many of you. Some do. But it is time to fully open up to the source within you. For you are that source. And you have always been the source. And the one. Trust that all is coming about. As you hear many times, all is being orchestrated. We, those of us that are mentoring to you, are watching over this entire situation. There are many that are assisting this process from the side of the light. To bring this all about, to make sure that there are no major catastrophes that are caused by humans, by human consciousness. So if you are fearing great changes happening of a negative kind, in terms of another world war, nuclear explosions, huge pandemics. There is nothing to fear here. All is being orchestrated. You are being protected from all of this. Because it is your consciousness, you being the collective of the light warriors and light workers here on the planet, you are the ones that are bringing this all about. This is again where you need to find trust. We believe in you more than you can imagine. Now it is time for you to believe in you. I am Saint Germain. I will be back again shortly, as will others, to assist you in this continuing process. I am Sananda. Only briefly will I speak this time, for I will be more fully with you tomorrow night when I speak to you of your missions more fully, more completely, what you are here for, and how you not only came here with me so many years ago, but you are continuing to work with me. Work alongside of me. Work alongside of Archangel Michael. As he waves his blue sword of truth, his great shield, you are right there. Many of you are right there alongside of him, fighting the battle and the battles. Mostly during your sleep time, but even sometimes during your awakened state, you will come to understand what I speak of now Because there are times when you have drifted off, what you call daydreaming. You have drifted off, and in those moments, what it seems like only moments here to your time frame can be days and weeks and even months of working the forces of the light. All of my peace and love be with you. I will return tomorrow evening. Om Mani Padme Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
We're back.
Welcome.
We do not necessarily have message. We gave long message earlier today. But we are here to continue to assist in this process, to bring you further along as much as we can. Sometimes it is like what is your saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you certainly cannot make it drink. Even though we try to make it drink the water, you do not want to drink it sometimes. Maybe you think it is poison or something, but anyway, we are attempting to do all that we can here. So the more and more that you trust in the process, the more and more, not trust in us, but trust in yourselves. This is what this is all about, is coming to trust yourselves and trust that not only are you receiving guidance, but that you are beginning more and more to remember who you are and what this is all about and why you are here. And all of these things. And as these memories begin to come flooding back to you, you will begin to understand so much more. Now, it is not so important always for you to be able to analyze and question and understand everything, because at some point it will all just come to you. It will just come to you, and you will be able to say, now I understand it all. You see? It will be as if the floodgates opened and your memories come back, and not only do you remember who you are, but where you came from and what you fully are doing here, what your mission is, all of that will open up to you. Again, though, it requires trust and being in the now. Do not focus so much on the future. Yes, it is going to be wonderful. Yes, things are happening and all of this. But just be here now and everything will take care of itself. Do you have questions here for one who serves? Oh, you need to unmute your phones. Can you do it all at once or do you have to go through each one, Moses?
I have to do them individually, but I'm already doing.
Very good. You anticipated here. That is trust. Wait a moment here for people to become unmuted. But certainly, people, that does not mean once you're unmuted, you can start making all kinds of racket. We are waiting here. Are there any questions here now?
I have one.
Yes.
When we were outside speaking with Charles and a few people before we came in for this meeting, he did an exercise with me, you know, to see if I could get something said to me, I guess, how you put it. And what came to me was trust in myself. And I kind of was like, well, of course it's going to be that because I think that. And they said, watch for confirmation of it. And then you did this whole thing just now about trusting in yourself. So could that be confirmation to me that
what
that
do
was-
you think, Cynthia? What orchestration here?
Okay.
This is like pounding the head upon the nail, or whatever it is that saying goes. Head up against the wall again and again.
Okay. I just wanted to say I got it.
Yes, good. We're glad you got it.
Good.
Okay. That was not happenstance. in that discussion you had with the Charles? No, certainly not. It was all purposeful here. It is all about trust. This entire weekend is about coming to trust. Trust in yourselves. And surrendering to the source within you. Are there other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
Yes.
I had an interesting thing happen to me a few days ago where I actually saw a being materialize while I was in a restaurant. So how can I get more of that?
You are already getting it. Just in the asking of the question, you are already getting it because you want it. It becomes your intention. And as you have the intention for more of this, it will begin to come. But as it comes, this is the important part, as it comes, you must trust in that it is there, whatever it might be. If you go out tomorrow, and we certainly suggest this, as was given in the meditation here, that when you go out and you are in nature, especially if you can be in nature, do this exercise that was given. Utilize your third eye. Close your physical eyes at first. Center yourself. And then slowly, very slowly, open your physical eyes. But working through your third eye center, just as you did here. And see what is there. And you will be amazed as you begin to see that there is no veil there anymore. They are there. They being the various elemental spirits are there. Many are there. They will show themselves in many ways. Maybe in a butterfly, a dragonfly, various animals of different types. Or they may even show themselves to you with their wings and all of these kinds of things, as fairies and sprites and all of this. They are there. Wherever you find water and nature, they are there. Even in Central Park, if you can imagine, they are there. Pretty well hidden for the most part, but they are there. Because what is it that you think grows all the plants? Do not think that humans grow the plants, do you? You may plant them, but they are the ones that are the caretakers for them.
Mm-hmm.
Not know that, huh?
I thought I was doing that.
You are doing it. You are making it so that they can do their process then after. They add love to it. And if humans add love, it even makes it more special. So the next time you plant flowers or a plant, add love to it as you are putting it into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Feel the connection with it. Feel the consciousness in it. It has consciousness. Feel it. And as you connect with it, you will head to the growth process of that plant. We need to utilize this movie again, and no, it is not the Matrix, but it is The Shack. And it is a very important movie for many of the light workers and light warriors to watch, and then to get assist others in coming and watching this movie as well. And opening their eyes to what is there and their ears to it. Because in this movie, it shows exactly that, where love will create the plants growing much, much quicker. Beautiful, right in front of their eyes, a tree grows from a seed to a tree. See? Again, it is trust. This answer your question.
Yeah.
Very good. Are there other questions here?
Yeah. Yes, it's me, Elizabeth.
Go ahead.
Yes, hello? Yes, sorry. It's a part. I just want to tell you, it's a part of the meditation we did today. When we were talking about going under the water, and I had a dream going under the water. It's like twice going under the water, just like what he was saying. I went under the water. It was like total different city. People were selling. It's people that is dry, and I had that dream twice. And when he said that, I almost hold on to my tears. I was almost crying, and I had to hold on to it because I don't want to miss out. So it was like powerful for me to hear that today.
Wonderful, wonderful, and thank you for sharing that. That is confirmation.
You're welcome.
Confirmation for what is happening here.
Yeah.
Orchestration, all the same thing here. All is coming together, people.
Mm-hmm. Hello? Thank you.
Yes, other question?
Yes. I want to ask about confirmation. I'm Nancy Elizabeth's sister. I have had the same exact dream also before, and when we were having the meditation going to water, I was there too. I went to the same exact place. So I'm so surprised that my sister had the same experience. And I had a dream, and I told her before, and she told me she had the same dream twice also. So that's where I found myself. So I wanted to add that too.
Yes. Many of you were in Atlantis in those times. Many of you. Yuri as well, but also Atlantis. And many of you went down with the ship, you might say. Went down in the time of the ending of Atlantis. That is not what we are here to speak about, though, but some of you may even have a memory of this. And it is time, if you do have a memory of this, to release it. To release it. It only creates a fear within you. Certainly many that have fear of the water, fear of swimming in a water. This is where much of this comes from. There are other questions here.
I have a comment. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, good. This is Peter in Lafayette, Louisiana. This was a very incredible meditation for me. When I left the roof of the, let me say this. Twice I got cut off. Now, I don't know if anybody else got cut off or not. And I have to dial back in. But anyway, just wonder if that's cabal work. But anyway, when I left the roof of my house, there's a vortex in the backyard. There's three cypress trees that create a vortex. And everything was totally dark. And I looked over there, and it was just like luminous, this vortex was. And it was just lit up from the inside out. And when we went into the water, I have a meditation that I've been doing where literally I go into the water, and I was just guided to do this, and I went down, and I could see Atlantis, and I become a crystal. And there is St. Germain's Violet Flame right in the middle of it. And so I get in the flame. But I didn't do that this time. This time I just went around and I touched the buildings. And they were just, and they communicated with me. So I just wanted to throw that out. That was my experience. And so it was absolutely wonderful.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. That, again, is confirmation for you.
Mm-hmm. I would like to ask for regarding the big crystal.
Here's your mic.
Right. The big crystal that I encountered in the middle of the orange temple, surrounded with this clear, see-through, light blue walls in that temple, that big, gigantic, dark crystal,
Is that the same that I helped the other day coming out?
Not hear all of that, the end of the question. There is, someone needs to mute their phone, please.
Is that the same crystal that I helped lift out?
It is a semblance of the crystal that you remember, yes. The great crystal that you are speaking of,
right.
The Huawei stone,
right.
was real. It was very powerful,
yes.
And it has been, over the times, broken up into many different pieces. One of those pieces, as you know, is in the Bermuda Triangle, one of the large
mm-hmm.
pieces there. This is what has created the many calamities and ships that have happened there in that area, the ships disappearing and planes and all of this. Because of the magnetic attraction that is there, and it creates a portal or a gateway into other dimensions here at certain times. And yes, we know that there is a movie that has been about this, and it was very accurate in many respects of this. Does this answer your question, though?
What is the relationship between that crystal and the one that is in the Bermuda Triangle? Because this one was in the Atlantic.
Yes, the great crystal was in the Atlantic Ocean. Is this, or in the Atlantis? Is that what you are saying?
So is this the one that I took from the Bermuda Triangle and I moved it to the... Or vice versa?
We don't think you took the crystal and moved it. I think it is still there. But in the sense that you have had vision of working with this crystal, it is because of where you operated within the Atlantean times and worked with these crystals directly. You had a connection directly with them. Not so much that you were the ones that were in charge or anything of this nature, but you had a direct connection with the various crystals in growing the crystals. You see? So there is a fascination for you at this time of crystals, but there it is also, as we're finding it here, a sense of foreboding to you of crystals. That they can be dangerous or they can be utilized for negative and evil purposes. And yes, in many respects, that has been true. They have been utilized in ways that they were not intended for. The great crystal is what created the great catastrophe of Atlantis sinking. Are there other questions here?
Yes.
I have a question. This is Cheryl. I wanted to share that before you said to go to the body of water, to the ocean, I was already off the plane. I've always been drawn to that area. Haven't been there in this lifetime yet, but it was a wonderful experience. And then my question is it so that each one of us is a universe?
You are each a universe within yourselves, yes. It is the microcosm and the macrocosm. If you do not understand that, then it will take a little bit of inner work for you to begin to gather understanding of this. The microcosm and the macrocosm. You are all a universe within yourself and a part of the greater universe as well.
Yes.
This makes sense to you?
Yes, I understand. And some of us were told that we've created worlds and galaxies and so forth. And thinking in terms of consciousness, since we created those places with our consciousness, we are those places.
That is correct. Your consciousness is in those planets and creations that you had, just as your consciousness is in your creations here. Whenever you create something here, your consciousness is in it. Look at the ones who have inventions and things of this nature. The creating of the cars and the airplanes and all of these many different things that you have here. Their consciousness of the creator is in those devices. You see?
Yes.
Becomes a part of them, and they become a part of, they become a part of the invention, and the invention becomes a part of them.
Thank you.
Yes.
And who said, may I ask a question?
Yes.
Can you tell us what is happening in in Antarctica?
Directly, no. We cannot tell you directly what is happening, but you yourselves, as you can do this process, as we did this evening and as you've done other times, you can go there and see for yourself. There is also many works or what you call posts and things of this nature that you can read it about it. From the Wilcock, the Corey Good, all of these ones have much about this area. This area is very important. This area has many secrets, many things that are going to be revealed to all of mankind when the frequency reaches the right level here. Not so much timing is right, but frequency is right. And as this comes about, all of the many secrets that have been there for some time are going to be revealed. And my goodness, not you so much, because you already know much of this, but when the general public becomes aware of these things, they're going to be shocked here. Because there will be no doubt whatsoever that you have been visited here many, many times here. And you are certainly, we hope everyone on this call knows that you are not alone. You are not the only life in the universe. What a preposterous idea to even begin to think of.
Yes, for sure. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we take two more questions here, and then we need to release Jan. One leg is falling asleep here.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, yes. Hello, Wim, who serves? A few things. I just wanted to confirm as well with Peter. It was a very powerful meditation for me in all senses. It was wonderful, and thank you. And I've been getting very strong synchronicities, as I have been for years, but they've stepped up, and I've gotten quite a few 888s this week, which brought me great joy. Every moment, as much as possible, I am carpe diem in the now, filled with joy and trust and love and bliss and peace, and I'm so at peace and so filled with joy. I was sitting here with constant synchronicities, and all of a sudden I hear this tapping, and I thought it was my cat, which puts his claws on the door, sliding door, to get in. And I looked over, and it was a dragonfly, and it was trying to get in the house. It kept hitting itself against the glass. So I went out there that day, and long story short, I took a cup and got it back outside. So we have some torn screens in Illinois, but long story short, I have been bombarded by these beautiful dragonflies. At first, I thought it was an accident, and then it dawned on me it's part of the synchronicities and a very clear message. I have had probably, I would say, at least 50 throughout the past 5 days on the lanai doing the same thing, coming through and just constantly rapping at the slider doors. And it's just blown me away. Obviously, it has a huge significance, and I realize that. Can you give me any additional spiritual confirmation on the what dragonflies represent, as in messages for us from the angels?
We can say here that nature is waking up to mankind, to humankind. They're coming back. They are going to more and more show themselves. And the dragonflies can be indicative of various sprites that have taken on, in a sense, ensouled into them at that time, and utilize this where they cannot show themselves directly, but they can show themselves as dragonflies or butterflies or other types of animals and things that you are familiar with. But they come with message. But it is up to you now to listen to the message. If they are rapping on your door, they are certainly trying to get your attention. And this would be an example of, if you're not going to hear the whispers, then you're going to begin to hear more of the shouts. So maybe they are staying outside now, but you do not be careful. They may come inside, and you are going to have dragonflies everywhere in your house.
They have come in.
We did not hear that.
They did come in. I have had a few come in, and I guided them back out. And but yeah.
Wonderful. Many would be afraid of them.
Oh, never!
They're
somewhat
scary looking for many people.
Oh, they're beautiful. Absolutely not. No, I love them. So thank you so much for that.
There was a question here in the room.
Yes, I have a question.
Give me the mic.
When we were in the water over by Spain and Atlanta, there's a crystal. I had an elephant to come and be with me, and I felt it was specifically there for me. And I believe an elephant totem is about memory or something like that. So I'm wondering if it was there to help me to assure me to know, because I have felt the drowning in Atlantis.
Yes. This was specifically mentioned for many here on the phone that felt that at that time. Many of you were involved in that. You went down with the Atlantis. And we're in that terrible day and night that the Plato has spoken of. Yes, this is indication for memory here, yes. And the elephant was a very important animal to the Atlanteans.
I didn't know that.
You may not be aware of that, but no, yes, they were there.
Oh. Okay, thank you.
I remember just now of me going down, and it was up to almost to my mouth. And we all knew, a bunch of us knew that we were drowning. And so we started singing, "Let all the acquaintance be."
Yes, that is correct. Right song, but wrong land. That was Lemuria.
Oh.
That was Lemuria, not Atlantis, but the Lemuria.
Oh, God.
And you have it correct. That is where that song originally came from.
Wow.
Yes.
I learned that with Larry in Mount Shasta. We sang that song. So thank you for letting me know that it was from Lemuria.
Yes, it was. And many who did not escape from Lemuria, we will talk about Lemuria for just a moment here. Many who did not make it from Lemuria in terms of they were going to the America, to the North America area, and attempting to go to Mount Shasta, which was where Talos is. And Talos was open there for million and a half people, already for that many, but only a couple hundred thousand made it there. Many, many perished there. And what you are speaking of is just as in the movie or Titanic, when they are playing as the ship is going down. This was also a remembrance here for that time in Lemuria, as Lemuria was sinking very slowly, but it was sinking, and it was those that were still trapped on the land could not make it across to the other continent, to the North American continent. So they perished. But as they perished, there was those of the priests, the priesthood there, that was singing this and assisting all of those that were going down to be in the right spiritual frame of mind, you might say, in spiritual consciousness, and not have fear. It was all about to not be afraid, but it was also all about coming back together again at a later time. We will see you again, in other words. Old souls coming back again together. Just as the James was given some time ago in their various activities that this group was working on. Old soul, wherein we return, wherein we return as one together, seeking thy light, serving thy light, knowing thy light, making known thy handprint within the earth, where thou hast placed thy sacred seal within man's heart, where he would open, where he would know, remembrance, remembrance forever.
Wow.
That's beautiful. That's from
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's lovely.
From the Stanford
reading. That is correct. It is from the Ray Stanford readings that this was given, but it is what was said back in those times. With the Yada Yala Suaba.
Right.
They're not going to go into that now, but that was in the mother tongue.
And let me add, if I may, excuse me, we had a temple there in Lemuria, and we had the torch there of truth. And that torch had to be taken and put in safety, because the temple is already built that we can't see in this derrick, that has that torch of truth into that temple, and they had to take it and save it. I can't remember, but I think it was taken on a boat or a canoe or something like that, so they could preserve that. Is that true?
What you are speaking of is somewhat accurate, yes. It was the eternal flame.
Yes.
And the eternal flame burned eternally. That it was there, and it was a symbol of all of Lemuria at that time. It was the symbol that was of eternal life, and it was continually burning for all of the lifetimes that many, many had over and over again there. But at a certain point, when the elders knew that the Lemuria was going to be going down, when all that they knew was going to be disappearing, it was time then to extinguish the light. They needed to extinguish the light, and then, yes, it was transported. The eternal flame was transported into Talos, for that matter, and reignited there. But a facsimile of it went down with Lemuria, down into the Pacific Ocean. And it was even the James that was guided here at a time. He worked with his guides to bring this about, went down into the Pacific Ocean, down to the Temple of Truth there. Yes, thank you. The Temple of Truth, and brought that flame back up and reignited it again. So that both now are reignited, the one that went down, the symbolic one that went down, and the one that was preserved as well. But the connection has been created again for both of them to come together.
Isn't that the Ishtal Maxim?
The Ishtal Maxim, yes, the eternal flame.
Could I ask a question quick, please?
Yes.
I was surprised. I went through the sun in the meditation and was seeing many beautiful things, water and nighttime sky. And I know you said Spain, and I could hear your voice, but I went out, and I think I'm, you know, I went down in Atlantis, and I think I have a real block there because I didn't hear that part. I came back when we were out in nature with fairies, and so I just was wondering, is that sometimes, like when I'm near the ocean or meditating with, there's beautiful black rock and lava rock and in San Diego ocean, sometimes I like, don't fall any of it, please don't fall in, because I just feel like I'll sink forever. So do you think tonight I blocked it because I have that fear?
That very well could be, yes. The fear of the, or the memory that comes from the Atlantis, it was so sudden. It was unexpected. Nobody, very few knew about this. Not in like Lemuria, where they were preparing for it over many, many months and even years to bring that, to have that come about. In Atlantis, it was sudden, and there was no forewarning. And it was created a great deal of fear that is still within mankind, those that were involved in that. And even those that were not involved, it has been a memory pattern that has been created here with a great deal of fear involved here. It is time now to release that. And it is very simple to do. Just ask for those memories to be released. Just ask for it. And as you ask for it, know it has already happened.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes.
This is Lorelei.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
So if in Atlantis we were fifth-dimensional beings and we had all these, what would say, like supernatural powers, like you could walk on water or whatever you could do, then how did they actually get hurt? Because I thought you couldn't get hurt.
Wonderful question, but they were no longer in. You were no longer in the fifth dimension. You had dropped it down. Then lower in density. And then when you were lower in density, you were able to be to have things as such as fear and those types of things. And as fear developed more and more, it created those things which brought about the changes, the shift, the consciousness of man at that time in that area brought about the downfall of Lemuria, as well as the help, you might say, from other warring areas. There was much of conflict, you might say, in those later times.
Okay, interesting, yeah.
Quick question about releasing the memory.
I had another question also about...
Hold please, we have a question here.
When we ask to release the memory, should we be asking Source to take it out of us?
Yes, very much so. Yes, when you ask for a release, ask Source within you. Do not think about Source outside of you. That is a mistake here. Source is within you. Ask for Source, the Source within you, to take away whatever memories you need to surrender to it, take the pain away, all of these things, and even can bring about healings. But again, you must trust. It is your faith that delivers you. Are there other questions now? We do need to release channel here.
I have just one last question. Hello?
Yes, one more question.
Okay. When we were in Atlantis, like when you were saying, like to see the dolphins and stuff, at that time I switched into a beautiful mermaid before I saw the dry land underwater. Do you know why that happened?
Why there was dry land underwater?
No, I turned into a mermaid first, and then I went to the dry land that existed under the water. But I don't know why I switched into a mermaid first.
Because there are areas, and you switch to a mermaid so you could get from one area to another. You see?
Oh.
You did not need to do that, but within your consciousness, you believe that you cannot breathe underwater, so therefore you had to become something that could breathe, and you took on that body. See? But you do not need it. We need to release channel here now. We are going to be back again with you tomorrow evening, but in the process during your day tomorrow, the Charles is going to be with you, and we find it in the morning here on your schedule that he is going to be there and is going to assist you with healing. Just as we have been speaking about healing, he is going to assist with the process of healing of many who are on this phone and in this room, if you believe. That is the most important thing. You must believe and trust. Believe and trust. Believe and trust. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Be the one.
Thank you.
Charles, I would like to be home tomorrow.
You got it.
Okay.
Charles, what time
tomorrow?
Put your reservation to you. Yeah. What time tomorrow, Charles?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock?
Yeah. Well, when we get on the phone, we'll ask